Hello, this is Roy Lilly. The world's population will be pushing just over 8 billion. Islam will be the world's largest religion. The average person will be a 35-year-old Indian man. Robots and AI will carry out 58% of today's jobs. 3D printing will mean products will be made on location, reducing the need for storage and transportation. Most cars will be driverless. Water will be the world's most precious commodity, and one in three people will live beyond 100 years. When is all this going to happen? In 5 years. Really? Depression and obesity will become the biggest burden of disease. Chinese will become the most widely spoken language, followed by Spanish. And the UK? Well, totally different trading patterns. India, likely to become our biggest partner, will drop out of the top 10 largest economies. Offshore wind will be the power that we use in every one of our homes. The City of London will ban private cars, and Central London and Manchester will follow. 15% of us will be vegans. England will become smoke-free, and there will be zero cases of HIV. Defence spending will rise, as will poverty. Most couples will meet via dating apps, and by 2037, most newborns will be e-babies, parents who've met online. Yep, the next 5 years are likely to be the fastest period of change the world has ever seen. And that's not me saying that. It's the former US Vice President, Al Gore. He's right. It's only taken 3 months for AI to disrupt education, the law, script writing, usurp Google, threatened umpteen professions and given governments the heebie-jeebies. What impact technology will have on education, employment and society is not hard to guess. The global economy will shift, as will people. Countries will struggle to manage their borders as populations migrate to where there is work and safety. Ah, yes. And health services. The damage done by underfunding the NHS over the last 10 or 12 years is irreparable. There aren't going to be 40 new hospitals. With a 12 billion backlog in hospital repairs, a lot of places aren't worth refurbishing. The hospitals of the future will be modular units built in a factory, delivered on the back of a lorry and plugged in. As much as the professions will kick off, there is no prospect of keeping across the workforce needs of health and care. In a global competitive market, we're getting by importing more overseas nationals entering professional registers than homegrown. Rough sum. Only 27% of female A-level candidates achieve 3 A-levels or more. About 300,000 girls leave school every year. If only a quarter of them have qualifications to become a nurse in a competitive jobs market, given the row over pay and conditions, good luck. Applications to become a nurse fell by almost a third last year. A growing population, top heavy with older people, means we simply will not catch up. Traditionally, resistant to embracing technology as part of the repertoire of change, and look at the row there's been over video consultations, for example, staff shortages will force a shake-up. Like it or not, a less skilled workforce will be supported by AI decision support. Unless His Majesty's government gets serious about taxing or banning some of our less desirable habits and focus on health maintenance instead of disease treatment, will be overwhelmed. Nearly 42% of UK cancers would simply not occur were environmental and safety and lifestyle factors addressed. In 2015, two-thirds of the UK adult population were obese or overweight. Half of adult women got insufficient exercise, one-third of adults drank too much alcohol, and a fifth still smoked. Look, I know, I may be right and I may be wrong, but there's plenty to think about. Change over the next 5 years will be a cyclone, a vortex. Where will we be? The RCN think they've got a good idea. They've published their 5-year strategy. Hopefully, they'll have repaired their relationship with the government and got a realistic handle on what the workforce of the future looks like and put the college back into nursing. They say they will. Their document is well written, it's an easy read, ambitious and focused. They've clarified their purpose and been frank about what the organisation needs to do. Strategy is about making choices, and in the turbulent times, there will be plenty of choices to make. The RCN have made the right first choice. They've set out this storm. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and I hope we'll speak again soon. Bye-bye.